This year, women will box for the gold for the first time ever at the Summer Olympics in London. One of the top contenders is a boxer from the Northwest named Queen Underwood. Jessica Robinson reports.
Boxers will tell you that competing in the ring isn't like other sports. You're not part of a team. You're not racing the clock. You're going up against an opponent who's so close, you can look her in the eye. Right before she punches you in the face. That was Queen Underwood getting a shot in during her first bout at the Olympic team trials in Spokane. Here's how Underwood introduces herself.
I'm number one, Queen Underwood. Queen of the ring, yes.
She's a 5'5", 27-year-old from Seattle who works as a pipe fitter by day, and she's considered one of the best hopes for a gold at the first-ever women's Olympic competition in boxing. Pretty high stakes.
This is history right now. This is something that's not going to happen again, and having this opportunity and, you know, with a high expectation to everybody else, I'm just here out to perform my best, to do my best, but I do have to win, though.
And that's the other side of fighting. Boxers say when facing such pressure, the make-or-break moment often doesn't hinge on all the training you did for speed and strength. It comes down to what's in your head.
At the Olympic Games, the difference between winning gold and silver is your mental preparation.
That's Bashir Abdullah, a national boxing coach who's been working with Underwood, and he's given her some words of caution.
Everybody's coming after you. You know, they are training to beat you.
Underwood beat her opponent the first night, but Abdullah says the win didn't come as easily as it should have. Her next opponent would be even tougher, a well-trained boxer named Michaela Mayer from Los Angeles.
I told Queen this is one of her toughest challenges, and she knows she got to bring her A game once again. You know, she can't have an off night tonight.
Underwood's life hasn't been easy. She has a website called Living Out the Dream, and on it she alludes to living with a fear that the doorknob will turn. Underwood recently revealed further what that means in a series of interviews with the New York Times. As children, she and her sister were sexually abused by their father. He eventually went to prison, but Underwood says she still dreams of the day that, quote, I won't be 12 years old and feeling helpless. One day, I'll be strong and unstoppable.
Good evening, everyone. Good evening, boxing fans. Thank you for joining us.
It was the night of the second bout. Underwood's older sister, Hazana, was in the audience.
You don't know what's going to happen, but you know her potential. I mean,
you've seen her fight before, right?
Oh, yes. I start over every time. It feels like the first fight every time.
Queen Underwood!
Round one started, and her opponent, Michaela Mayer, quickly started to land punches.
Queen Underwood trying to counter.
Boxing expert Christy Halbert did the play-by-play. Underwood's coaches yelled out directions from her corner.
Use your jab!
But Underwood's opponent kept making contact.
Well, I see into round one.
The score was 4-5. Underwood was down. Back in her corner, her coach gave her a gentle smack on the side of her helmet before she headed back in for round two. And suddenly, things started to turn around.
Both of these boxers are trading leather.
By the fourth and final round, Underwood was ahead. Her focus was clearly back, and it was razor sharp.
Step up with it!
And that's
Let's
it.
Let's give it up for an outstanding...
Underwood won the bout 27-20. Her sister stood up from the audience, waving a finger above her head. Number one. Afterward, a bead of sweat dripping down her cheek, Underwood told reporters she was thrilled at the win. But there's only a short rest before the next fight.
Next time, he'll be better. Promise. It's got to keep getting better.
I'm Jessica Robinson in Spokane.